Coming up, I'll reveal 5 career mistakes you need to avoid, and then the average worker has lost thousands of dollars this year. The July jobs report, what it means, and then I'm going to coach you up. Let's go. All right, folks, welcome to the Ken Coleman Show, where I coach you up to have the competitive edge to make more money and experience more meaning. Let's go. Let's talk about 5 career mistakes that you can easily avoid and you should avoid. As we talk about giving you the competitive edge, you know, it helps to kind of always have traps in front of you. You know, it's like in your mind's eye. You know what? This is a trap. Got to always be wary of this trap. I've got to be careful for this trap. That is not a worrying Chicken Little, sky is falling. That is a vigilant, wise, protective person. It's going, look, man, this is a contact sport, winning professionally. And so I need to be aware that there are, in life, obviously, booby traps and trap doors and briar patches. You pick the analogy. Where I can really get in trouble. And so I need to be aware of it. So let's go through 5 that I think stick out. Number 1, hanging with losers. Career mistake number 1. I put it at the top because it's that important. A well-known Harvard study on the power of relationships has revealed that 95% of our success or failure in life can be directly tied to the people we spend the most time with. That's extraordinary if you think about that. Your success or failure largely attributed to the people you spend the most time with. So when I say don't hang out with losers or hanging with losers, I don't mean in the pejorative, insulting usage of the word losers. Like, you know, the deadbeats and the pot smokers and the people that drank underneath the bleachers of the football games. I'm not talking about that. I'm actually talking about people. They might be responsible human beings, but they're not winning. So I want to make sure you understand this. I'm not just throwing this out there to be fun. I don't mean the traditional use of the word losers. I mean people who aren't winning. They literally aren't winning. They're not winning in their marriage. They're not winning with their kids. They're not winning in their health. They're not winning in their businesses. They're not winning in their professional life. They're just not winning. So, by definition, if you aren't winning, you are in fact losing. Now, all those other people that we would define as losers, of course, they're in that category. But this is about these could be good people, family members in your life. They don't do drugs and they're not alcoholics and they don't cheat on their wives, all that. I'm not talking about that kind of loser. I'm just saying, literally, they're just average. They got no gumption. They have no vision, no dreams for their life. They're not making things happen. Can I just tell you something? I don't want to hurt your feelings, but they're losers. I know that sounds harsh, but if you're hanging out with average people all the time, I got news for you. Guess what you are going to be? That's right. You got it. You're going to be average. Number 2, career mistake to avoid. Settling for it's a okay job. It's a good job. It's, you know what? It's a safe career. Hey, let's talk about this personally for just a second. Don't settle for a lukewarm marriage. Put some fire in it, man. I'm telling you, one of the biggest killers of people being who they are supposed to be is complacency. They're like, I got a good job. It's a safe career. I mean, it's okay. Oh, that sounds super scintillating, doesn't it? Number 3, don't burn bridges. I don't care what somebody's done to you. Don't burn bridges. Don't do it. Don't burn bridges. No matter how much you would love to just pack that baby full of C4 and light her up, man. You know, we've seen these young kids do this on TikTok. They quit, you know. This one gal, the one that sticks out to me the most, I mean, this gal got on the microphone at Walmart. You know what I'm talking about? The whole thing. She's like, I'd like to announce that I'm quitting. And went on this tirade, swearing, calling people out.
Hey, Rob, manager over in Outdoor, you're a jerk.
I mean, she just went after these people. Swearing, beep, beep, beep. I mean, she napalmed that deal. Don't burn bridges. Number four, career mistake to avoid, unethical behavior. Unethical doesn't necessarily mean illegal, but we'll categorize all of it there. Hey, don't cheat. Don't steal. Don't turn a blind eye to immoral or illegal behavior. It'll always come back to get you. Number five, don't chase a paycheck. Here's what I know, and I've said it many times, why I wrote the book From Paycheck to Purpose, because most people in life look at work as only a means to an end. In other words, I work to get paid so that I can live. But the creator of the universe put something in your soul that longs to make a difference. You know it and I know it. That's why the most confused person ever calls this show, says, Ken, I need help. I don't know what to do. And I say, sure you do. What do you want to do? And their first confused answer is, I know, I just want to help people. You don't have to teach a kid to learn how to say no. It's in their spirit. And you don't have to teach a human to wonder, why am I here? What should I do with my life? You just don't. Why? Because that's ingrained in who we are. We long to contribute. So here's what I know. You do what millions of Americans have done over the last 2 years and leave maybe a good job or leave a ladder that you were on that you were climbing to get where you want to go. And you got tempted by a paycheck, a 20% bump. And I'm not knocking on you. I'm just telling you the truth. I know because I get the calls. Oh, Ken, I took a promotion 6 months in. It's toxic and it's awful and I made a mistake because you chased the paycheck. If there's no purpose or meaning in the work, the paycheck wears off. Trust me, it wears off. We humans adapt so quickly. I mean, we get that initial, you know, somebody says, hey, we want you to come over here for 20% bump. We go, oh, I'm so smart. I'm getting a promotion. I'm moving to a new company. I got more money in the bank account. We start feeling good about ourselves. And then after about three or four paychecks, that high wears off. And then we're left with the reality of that we're here now, and this is what we do every day, and we don't find meaning. There's no passion. So what do you do instead? Instead of hanging with losers, hang with winners. Duh. I mean, do an inventory of your life, the people you hang out with, and if they're not winning, they're losing. Cut them out. Number two, instead of settling for average and settling for okay, always be learning, always be growing. Instead of burning bridges, how about you take the high road? Instead of unethical behavior, why don't you do what you would do if grandma was hanging out with you all day long? And number five, instead of chasing a paycheck, how about you chase purpose? Because here's what I know. When you are doing what you were created to do, and here's how I define that, you spend most of your day using what you do best, that's your talent, to do work you love, that's passion, to produce results that matter to you, that is mission, in other words, motivation. If you do that, you are on purpose, and work won't suck, and neither will your paycheck or your life. Coming up, I inform you people, because I'm a man of the people. How many of you people out there want to upskill in your role? You want to make more money, and you know the way to do that is to get more skills. And we're excited about doing this here at Ramsey Career Academy. We're going to help you by launching our Career Boost certification. This is a 10-week certification that'll help you gain essential skills that you need to win at work. Everything from people skills, project management, goal setting, communication, self-awareness, digital marketing, and sales. I, alongside my colleague John Deloney and a number of our Ramsey Solutions executives who are experts in certain areas, are going to be teaching you and guiding you through this process. Spots are limited for this fall, so don't wait. Go now to RamseySolutions.com/boost. That's RamseySolutions.com/boost. I am very excited about that. All right, we got a couple stories to get to in the news. Okay, I reported early this week about the June jobs report, and this is very, very exciting. The numbers came in, and the job gains were far higher than most economists predicted. We reported that we added these are non-farm role jobs. Non-agricultural jobs, and we added 372,000, I believe it was, in the month of June, and then May was about 390,000. So really, really surprising job gains given the fact that we're now in a prolonged season of inflation. And obviously stock market's down, interest rates up, mortgage rates up, so a lot of factors going on, and yet companies adding jobs, industries adding jobs. And this is from my friends at ZipRecruiter. The information sector, for example, which would typically be affected, you know, by interest rate sensitive issues and stock market losses. Specifically, we're talking about in big time tech. You know, when the stock price is affected, you know, boards start getting nervous, and you don't pay much attention to the stock price. Well, these public companies do, obviously, and they'll make layoffs at times when, you know, it's a particularly tough stock market season, and that's where we are. But that sector announced an additional 25,000 jobs that were added, manufacturing and construction, two very capital-intensive industries, also contributed largely to that number. So a couple key takeaways from the jobs report that my friends at ZipRecruiter mentioned that are promising. And you need to hear some good news, because all you hear is the sky is falling. Employment in professional and business services continued to grow with an increase of 74,000 jobs added in June. The number of people, here's the second good sign, the number of people employed part-time for economic reasons declined by 707,000 in June. It took it down to 3.6 million people are employed part-time for financial reasons, right? And what does this tell us? That means that people are finding the hours and the money that they want, and they're going from part-time to full-time. So these people are leveling up, if you will, from the part-time job to the full-time job. So that is a very, very good sign. And so a couple of things to take away here for you folks is that you can be and should be paying attention to what's going on. But again, dive a little bit deeper and go, okay, we see the unemployment rate is still very, very low. We see that we are adding more jobs than economists expected. We're looking at business services. These are and some of these industries that are going, hey, they're still adding jobs, and they're affected sometimes by a rising interest rate. So with manufacturing and construction adding jobs, despite the fact that you now see mortgage rates in the sixes when they were in the low threes not too long ago, that's a substantial jump. That's still a very low number historically. But you go, okay, wait a second. There have been some not so great economic factors that can affect these industries, and they're still adding jobs. Wait a second. I shouldn't be freaking out. And that's the point. Pay attention. What sectors are strong? By the way, when one company, maybe a tech company, lays off a bunch of people, it doesn't mean that the whole industry is suffering. I saw a headline today, Oracle. I mean, we're talking about one of the gold standard technology companies in the United States. And around the world, it's billions and billions of dollars. Okay, and they're laying off people. Why? Because they've learned that they've got a lot of redundancy. So if you look at the headline, this is an example of what I'm talking about. You go, oh no, Oracle's in trouble. They're laying people off. No, I actually read the story. And the story said they decided they've had a lot of redundancies. They want to expand. They're looking for more mergers and acquisitions. So therefore, they want to free up cash. And they realize that we can trim the tree. Not because things are in danger, But it's just like you and your household budget. Well, we want to save up for a pool. That means we're going to cut the golf membership, or we're going to cut this. We're going to cut this. Whatever it is. This is not, you aren't going bankrupt. You're deciding we're going to spend our money differently. So this is what I'm talking about. Really dive in and be vigilant enough, be disciplined enough, be mature enough to go, okay, what's happening and how should I be reacting? So that's one story. Next story. Average American worker. This is a Fox Business story. Average American worker has lost $3,400 in annual wages under Biden thanks to inflation. All right, now those of you who watch or listen to this show and you are a Democrat, don't come at me here. I'm just because I'm referencing a Fox Business article or that I'm saying this. This is not a political statement. This is just since Biden has been president, okay, this is what's happened as a result of inflation. Everybody relax a little bit because this is not a political point. We're making a financial point. The average American family in which both parents work has lost $6,800. Obviously, $3,400 times two. Even I can do that without taking my shoes off. All right, so now you look at $6,800 and it doesn't sound like a really large number until you go, okay, what does an average American family spend on groceries in a year? What do they spend on gas in a year? You start adding those numbers up, folks, that's a significant number. The Consumer Price Index, a key inflation measurement, surged to 9.1% year over year in June. We just shared that story earlier this week here on this program. That's the highest level since November 1981. The report showed that energy prices, including gasoline and electricity, have skyrocketed 41.6% increase from this June to last year's June. Food prices have risen 10.4% over the last year. So again, gas, groceries, energy prices at home, the old thermostat. Whoa! It occurs to me, Joe, that I might send my kids an invoice. Because these kids leave these lights on all the time. My electricity costs. You got to be kidding me. Can you turn the light off when you leave the room? Wait a second. I get home. How long's the fan been running? All day, all night? Fantastic. The old meter's running, kids. So inflation has effectively erased the money Americans received from the federal stimulus checks. Just a reminder here, the stimulus checks that went out, there were three of them for people who qualified. $1,200, $600, and $1,400. That's gone. Even if they saved it, it's gone. Which many people didn't. So, why do I share that? I think inflation is starting to come down. We're seeing gas prices come down. Tighten up. Tighten up. Tighten the belt. Cut some expenses. Do not freak out. This is going to cycle through. There are too many positive economic indicators for anybody in this country to be freaking out. Job market, hot. People still changing jobs and getting raises. Companies are adding jobs. Keep in mind, we're going through all this right now, and one of the great economic igniters is housing starts, and they're still really low. We have about a $5 to $6 million gap in the amount of houses that is a healthy housing market, according to the experts. Building costs are coming down slowly, but they're coming down. And we see builders building more homes. That is going to really inject the economy. So here's the deal. Don't freak out. You're going to be okay. Don't look to Washington, D.C. Look at yourself. Helping you get the competitive edge by coaching you up. The competitive edge to make more money and experience more meaning in your work. And that's going to have a tremendously positive impact on your personal life. It is impossible to disconnect your work and the emotions, the realities, the things you're dealing with there. It's impossible to separate that from your personal life. And we're going to help you win in both areas. 844-747-2577. One of the ways we help you win is as I recommend, I highlight, I endorse, and ZipRecruiter is a great partner. They're helping a lot of you folks in Culmination out there. get jobs, and we know, they know that the job search, even though it's hot, hot, hot right now, can be long and lonely. You'll apply to 20 things and not hear anything at all. And you got a life to live. Then you're feeling the pressure. I got to get out. I want to get out. I got to get hired. I'm sending all these resumes. Not happening. Well, that's why I endorse ZipRecruiter. Their artificial intelligence does most of the work for you. You can apply for jobs with them with one click, and you fill out a profile. They start sending you jobs. And companies are paying them for access to talent like you, so you don't pay a dime. And when Zip recommends you, you're standing out. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Check it out. All right, let's go to Scranton, Pennsylvania, famously known for the fictional Office series of Steve Carell and that whole gang. Every time I see Scranton, I can't, and I think feel bad for the people of Scranton. Because I think, do they want to be known for the place? I want to know. We'll find out. Nicole is there. Nicole, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet. Does it bother you? What is the general perception of Scranton people? Are they happy to be associated with the television show The Office, or is it get irritating?
Yeah, no, I think we own it. We own good. It, and we're proud of it.
That's very exciting. So how can I help?
So I just want to let you know, like, I'm very well aware of what you do. I've read the Proximity Principle, invested in a lot of your career resources that have helped me tremendously.
Great.
But I'm really passionate about working for this particular company. I love what the work that they do. I stand for what they stand for, but I can't seem to get hired. So I've applied to multiple positions and I've gotten interviews actually, but just can't seem to land the job.
So I
want to know, would you recommend that I continue to apply, you know, for this company or go somewhere else?
How many times have you gotten interviews and for how many different positions?
So I've gotten interviews for two different positions that I've applied for.
How far along did you get?
So with the first one, I actually got to the final interview right before hiring got rejected.
Okay.
And then the second position, I made it to the second round of interviews.
Okay. Well, I think I would pay attention to the first one, that you made it to the final round. That means that you're up against somebody and it's a competition. It sucks, by the way. It sucks. Mm-hmm. It sucks to lose. But I have found that there is no winning without losing. There's not one team, one person, one coach that is undefeated in life. Okay? And so, first of all, so you lost. Feels like the first job that you applied for was a better fit because you made it further in the process, because presumably they knew you were the same candidate the second time around, right? They knew you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it feels like to me, well, here's what I'm going to glean from it. And then I'll tell you what I would do. The thing I'm going to learn from it is the first one I applied for, I think I was a better fit, but I got beat. And just because I got beat doesn't mean that there's something wrong with me. If they gave you some feedback that you can use, use it. You applied for the second position, probably were not as good a fit, and you didn't make it as far.
Yeah.
That's obvious. So here's the deal. I don't think that, I think it's, here's my advice on this one. Here's what I would do if I were you. I would let it go for now, but I would keep my eye on other positions that might pop up in the future that are much closer to that first role that I applied for.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you can do. That's the only information in some cases that you have. And you're like, well, so, but here's what I also know. It may not be a no. It may be a not yet. And it may be a not here. But I can tell you it's not a no. So to that end, let me address the two options that I gave you. It could be a not yet. So I don't think I've ever shared this on the show. Alex, if I have, let me know. But when I joined Ramsey Solutions as a host, I hosted the Entree Leadership Podcast. I hosted the Dave Ramsey, it was Dave Ramsey Show at the time, the YouTube channel. So I was live every day with Dave in between the breaks and all this. And I hosted all of the live events for Ramsey Solutions. And then I was essentially an in-house consultant for Ramsey Live Events. So I was involved in advising anything that happened on the stage. And I did this role for 3 years. But here's what people don't know before I became a personality. 2 years before I started at Ramsey Solutions, I started here in June of 2014. I was hosting my own radio show. I had written a book. And 2 years before that, I had a meeting with a lot of leaders, three or four key leaders, and about 10 other people in one big room. And because I knew a bunch of people here, I was able to get the meeting. And I basically said, you guys need a host. You basically need a Ryan Seacrest for Ramsey. This is what I said. And they were very interested. We had an hour-long meeting. We talked about it. It was not a formal interview. It was just because I had connections. That's why I wrote the proximity principle. I know how to do this. And so we just kind of had a fun brainstorming meeting. Well, we walked out of the meeting, and they called me a couple days later, and they go, you know what? It was a good meeting. We're not ready to do anything with this. And I was really disappointed because I thought I belong at Ramsey Solutions. This would be a great place for me. You track it with me, Nicole.
Yeah, I am.
So, you know what? I was very disappointed. Very disappointed. Probably as disappointed as you were when you didn't get the job at your dream job. But you know what I did? I said, you know what? That's not a no to what I want to do. That is a not yet or a not here at Ramsey. I thought it was a not here. And I moved on. And I really did move on. I didn't try again. I didn't keep talking to him. And I just moved on. And lo and behold, 2 years later, I get a phone call from them. They wanted me to, as a contractor, just a one-time deal, host the first Smart Conference. Little did I know it was an audition. And then they offered me the gig that I described moments ago. And then I became a full-blown personality, stepped into my dream job 3 years after that. I paid my dues for 3 years. So here's what I'm saying. I have said many times that the dream job is not one place at one company. The dream job is not one job at one company. The dream job is defined by I'm spending the majority of my day using what I do best, my talent, to do work I love, my passion, to produce results that matter to me, which means the dream job can be in multiple places. And that ought to relax a lot of people, including you. It's not just one job. And so I want you to move on for now. It doesn't mean that you're never going to keep looking and maybe try to come back another time. But I think you need to move on and go, what is the dream job in another place look like? Because what I heard you describe was really not a dream job. What I heard you describe was a dream company.
That's right.
So what's the dream job? That's what you have to answer. Because the dream job can be found in lots of different places. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you want to work at this company because this company means a lot to you. But that does not mean that they even have your dream job. They may not. What is your dream job? Have you taken my Get Clear career assessment?
Yeah, I actually just took it about a month ago.
Okay, so that purpose statement that we spit out for you, that has been filled in with your top three talents, your top three passions, and your primary motivational, missional driver, that's your job description that you're looking for. Where can I do that? Okay.
Got it.
So get your head up. I'm not telling you to quit on this company, but I am telling you that you can still love them, admire them, and be in your dream job without them.
Understood.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you so much. I know it's tough, though. I know it hurts. It stinks. I mean, it's, you know, what Nicole is feeling is the equivalent of when we were all little kids and we wrote that note that first time to that person we thought was so cute in class. Do you like me? Yes, no, or maybe. And when we love a company, we want to work for a company, and they say no, it hurts. And I'm sorry about that. Hey, you matter. You have what it takes. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like Ramsey Call of the Day.
Check out our new Ramsey Call of the Day podcast. It'll give you a quick hit of advice about life and money in under 10 minutes. Listen to the Ramsey Call of the Day, wherever you listen to podcasts.